We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between current events and Bible prophecy. Pastor Greg Laurie said, Jesus Christ is coming back again. The signs are all around us, multiplying and converging as never before, reminding us of that fact. And that means we could be hurtled into eternity in the blink of an eye. Some folks think we ought not to look for signs, but it was Jesus who encouraged it. He said to the religious leaders, you have a saying that goes, red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky at morning, sailors take warning. You find it easy enough to forecast the weather. Why can't you read the signs of the times? And then he told them that they would get the sign of Jonah. Jesus compares his future death, burial, and resurrection to the experience of Jonah in the Old Testament. As you recall, Jonah spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of a great fish. And similarly, Jesus would be in the tomb for 3 days and three nights before rising again. How many of you saw the video this week of the kayaker being swallowed by the whale? Huh? Viral video. It's pretty cool. Charisma News reported on it. Well, you never know if anything's real anymore, right? You know, so are there that many penguins in the world? Everything's penguins on my feed. I mean, I must have said something while I was in my sleep or something, you know, but we'll send a penguin. Anyway, so Charisma News reported on it. A lot of agencies reported. They said this. Did someone just experience a real-life Jonah in the whale kind of encounter? Off of the coast of Chile, 24-year-old Adrian Simancas was kayaking with his father close to the San Ysidro Lighthouse when he was briefly swallowed by a massive humpback whale. Simancas' father caught the entire moment on camera, which shows the whale swallowing Adrian and spitting him out soon after. I always wonder about the camera work, right? I mean, your kid's being eaten by a whale. I gotta get this. And that's all right, never mind. How many people bring cameras kayaking in the ocean? Does it, anybody here kayak? I always wanted to kayak, but I'm chicken. You bring your camera? There you go, all right. Okay. Anyway, the dad got it all on film, and everybody's safe, including the whale. Now, in the Bible, the whale is described as a great fish that was specially prepared for Jonah to check in for 3 nights. And so we don't know. We try and think of what the biggest whale is, or could this really happen? Of course it happened. God said it happened, but it didn't necessarily happen with any of the creatures that we know anything about. One of those weird creatures from the abyss probably came out. You know, every month or so they're showing, well, this came out of the abyss, you know, and it's some kind of like transparent monster, you know, and stuff. So we don't know, but he was swallowed. Now, this incident, this Jonah incident, not a major sign of the end times, might not even be a sign at all. But I think the Lord has a flair for the dramatic and a sense of humor. And so a news story like this reminds people that Jesus rose from the dead and that he is alive. And for sure, all the newscasts that I watched, either at the beginning or at the end, they talked about Jonah and the fish, kind of tongue-in-cheek, but you could tell it's like, hey, I wonder if that's a true story. And Jesus said, well, it's going to be a sign that I rose from the dead and am alive forevermore. You know, it sounds funny now that I'm a Christian, but when I first got saved, I first had the realization that if Jesus rose from the dead, he was alive. And that we were thinking, you know, I don't know what I thought about God before that, but all of a sudden I had to deal with the fact that Jesus Christ was alive and coming back, and that seemed meaningful. Now, the Lord promised to resurrect and rapture the church prior to his second coming. He'll do it before the great tribulation that's coming upon the whole earth. We're not going to see the revealing of the Antichrist and the events afterward, not from an earthly standpoint anyway. The resurrection and the rapture of the church is presented as an imminent event. We call it the doctrine of imminence. It could happen at any moment. So are you ready for it? If not, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.